Pacific leaders are watching anxiously as the federal government puts the final touches on a new visa scheme for farm workers. The ABC understands that the coalition will unveil a new agricultural visa as soon as next week. But there are warnings the new visa could spell disaster for the Pacific Island Seasonal Workers Scheme, which brings thousands of people from the Pacific to work on Australian farms every year. Our Pacific Affairs reporter is Stephen Jedgetts. We spoke earlier. Stephen, what do we know about this new visa and when will it be announced?
Well, Tom, at the moment, details are very, very scant, but farmers groups have been agitating for a while now for a new agricultural worker visa, and the National Party's made it clear it's a big priority for them. Now, at the moment, Australia already does have two visa programs for farm workers, but they target people in the Pacific. There's the Seasonal Workers Program and the Pacific Labour Scheme. But these schemes are both pretty tightly regulated. Workers have to be effectively sponsored by an employer before they can travel here. And as a result of that, some farmers have been arguing that the existing system is simply too rigid and difficult for farmers who have to navigate a whole lot of red tape. Now, what's the new scheme going to look like? At this stage, we really don't know. We're told that it will be more flexible and easier for farmers to use. Now, that could well mean that that means the government's decided that it will be willing to accept farm workers from a far greater range of countries outside the Pacific, including Southeast Asia. It could also mean that workers would not have to be sponsored necessarily by their employers. It will be fascinating to see what does emerge, and we expect those details to be announced at some point next week.
Right, so why are Pacific leaders and advocates for the Pacific so worried about the new scheme?
Well, basically, Tom, the fear in the Pacific is that a new and far less heavily regulated farm workers visa would actually see farmers abandon the Pacific Seasonal Workers Program altogether. And if that does happen, then that would be very bad news indeed for the Pacific. At the moment, the Seasonal Workers Program offers pretty valuable opportunities for people in those countries, which are often struggling with high unemployment, the chance to come and earn money in Australia. Now, that's a very valuable source of income and work experience in those nations, particularly countries like Tonga and Vanuatu. And advocates for the Seasonal Workers Program, whilst acknowledging it's by no means perfect, argue that it would make much more sense to scale up those existing agricultural visas rather than opening the floodgates to a whole new lot of workers from across a far greater range of countries.
And Stephen, what are the possible implications for the government's so-called step up in the Pacific?
Well, Tom, if the new program is much more lightly regulated and if it does undermine the seasonal workers program from the Pacific, then it could really have very significant implications for the government's relationship with Pacific nations. The former Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, oversaw the expansion of these programs, and she made it clear that Australia was favouring the Pacific, specifically because we valued those relationships and specifically because those countries would value the infusion of cash that it would bring to their economies and to workers in those countries. Pacific leaders would probably take a very dim view of that. And Stephen Howes, who's the director of the Development Policy Centre at the Australian National University, says it would be a disaster for our foreign policy in the region. Let's have a listen to what he has to say.
From a foreign policy point of view, it would really be a disaster. As you said, Australia has now come around very much. The government's been very much behind, got very much behind the seasonal worker program. Indeed, we put it at the heart of our Pacific step-up strategy, our strategy of re-engagement with the Pacific. So, you know, our credibility in the Pacific would be cut to shreds if we went down this totally contradictory path.
So, Tom, I think it's safe to say that Pacific Island leaders will perhaps already be on the phone to the government, and they will certainly be watching very, very carefully next week when the details of this new visa are announced.
Pacific Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts.